Hello, everyone. My name is Arthur, and I'm a historian. Today, I'm going to talk about one of Britain's most spectacular traditions, Guy Fawkes Night. Every year, at the beginning of November, schools enjoy a one-week holiday, and communities gather for an annual public celebration. The absolute centerpiece of this event involves constructing and then burning an effigy. While some people expect this to be a small, symbolic doll, it is almost always a life-sized model. It typically depicts a man with a beard and a black hat, specially made for the purpose of being burned. It's a wonderful time for kids of all ages who love the bright lights and excitement. However, it isn't quite as enjoyable for our pets. You might assume they'd just be mildly confused by the commotion. But in fact, cats and dogs are generally left completely terrified. The loud, unexpected bangs of skyrockets and fireworks can be extremely distressing for them.
To truly understand the reasons for this tradition, we have to travel back almost 400 years. At that time, Britain was deeply divided between two major religious groups, the Protestants and the Catholics. In 1605, the ruling monarch, King James I, alongside his government, were Protestants. They established harsh laws and made life rather difficult for the country's Catholics, who felt increasingly oppressed.
Eventually, a prominent group decided to take drastic action. They met in secret and agreed that the king and his government must die. They plotted to destroy the Houses of Parliament using explosives. You might think Guy Fawkes was the mastermind, but the actual leader of this gang of conspirators was a man called Robert Catesby.
Because Catesby and his friends were well known and not trusted by the government, they needed external assistance. They didn't seek out a politician or a wealthy merchant. Rather, they acquired the help of a professional soldier. They believed government officers would not recognize him, and this man was, of course, Guy Fawkes.
Their initial plan was to dig their way in, but after an unsuccessful attempt, they changed tactics. They managed to buy a house situated right beside the Parliament building. Incredibly, this property already featured a tunnel going directly into the cellar of the Houses of Parliament.
Over a period of many weeks, Catesby and his companions used this passage to move their deadly cargo. They didn't just sneak in a few small bags, they moved huge barrels. These were filled with highly explosive gunpowder, and they placed them in exactly the right spots beneath the government building.
When November arrived, they planned to explode the gunpowder during the king's first meeting. On that fateful night, Guy Fawkes was assigned a very specific role. He wasn't the one preparing the explosives inside. His job was to keep a lookout on the street outside and warn the others of any approaching danger.
Unfortunately for them, the king found out about the plot and dispatched soldiers to arrest them. While the other conspirators managed to escape, they found only Guy Fawkes on duty outside the house. Eventually, all the plotters were executed, but Guy Fawkes remains the most famous, largely on account of his being caught first.
In the aftermath, the Protestant government used the discovery of the plot as an excuse to persecute the Catholics even more. Thankfully, centuries later, people have learned to live together in peace. Although the events are still remembered, the celebration itself is mostly harmless fun. And besides, most serious historians no longer believe the traditional story anyway.